Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are focusing on roads in Tuolumne County. We have a group of representatives from the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency joining us in studio. Kim McFarland, who is the Assistant Director of Public Works. Mike Cognetti, who is the road superintendent. And during the first segment, I had introduced you as Tanya Allen because we have talked to you on the show many times in the past. But congratulations, recently married. So Tanya Sanguinetti in studio as well. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, BJ.
So I'll turn back over to the roads conversation where we picked up on during the last segment, and it seems like it's still quite a bit of a shortfall. You mentioned the 200 plus backlog million of road projects and maintenance and a minimal amount coming in. So if you could kind of further elaborate on the challenges at hand.
So as our pavement management system identified the 219 million, and those are our needs to bring our network of 610 miles up to a good state of repair. And currently, right now, the available funding, we only have enough through SB1 that comes in to keep those roads that are good, as reported in this, the pavement management report, in our state of the roads report, less than a third of our network is in decent condition. Some of our minor collectors and our local roads are in poor condition. And so with the approximate $4 million, we need $3 million a year just for those general maintenance needs to keep those goods or those roads in good state of repair. The rest of the two-thirds of the network, which majority of it is our local roads, we have a good 300 miles of local roads that need to be reconstructed. And a lot of times, some of those local roads are in higher elevations. And for our snowplow operations, we utilize graders, which put a little bit more damage to those roadways than your just general traveling public.
Transition over to Mike Cognetti. She mentioned the issue of removing snow in the high country and so forth. What are kind of the policies when it comes to snow removal that people need to keep in mind?
Well, I would highly encourage everybody to go to the Tuolumne County website, go to the road operations, and click the link for a snow removal policy. And that outlines everything we do and why we do it and our routes that we take and the hours we work. And it's very informative. It gives a lot of information, you know, especially on people parking in the right-of-way, how much that hampers us. It's very informational. I please highly recommend everybody that listens to this radio station go to the county website and look up snow removal policy.
Kim McFarland, anything to add?
Yeah, I was just going to add that the Tuolumne County Ordinance Code Section 10.28, which is also on the website under snow removal, prohibits parking on the pavement or road shoulder. So that's really important during the winter. We did have a few pictures from the road crew showing vehicles that were parked for whatever reason. Maybe the driveway wasn't clear. However, that hampers our ability to clear snow from those neighborhoods.
You know, Kim McFarland, any other common questions that come your way with Public Works?
Oh, why hasn't my road been paved? That's the most common one, I think. We do get a lot about drainage. Why is drainage so important? And I think that Mike actually can probably answer that much better than I about how we try to keep water off the roads.
And Mike Cognetti?
Yes, drainage is very important. Keeping the water from, you know, sitting on top of the road that we drive on is highly important, especially in the winter months for freezing and ice. The water's meant to roll off of the road into the ditch, through the culvert pipe, and into a creek. And that's where it needs to stay. Tanya did mention a little bit earlier when the water infiltrates the top of the road and starts working at the sub base, and then our roads start cracking up, breaking up, and then big pumpy sections of roads that people cannot drive on, and that becomes a big issue. So keeping the water where it's supposed to go is very important.
Yeah, part of that. We experienced that in our 2017 storms, and one person said it's almost like Jell-O. You're trying to drive on Jell-O, and that's what we're trying to avoid, is that water infiltration so that you have really more of a board that you're driving over than Jell-O.
And do residents need to take that advice too and kind of to their driveway and make sure that things are working right?
Yes. We come through. I know we have a lot of drainage work to do, ditching work to be done. We are responsible, the county is, we're responsible for keeping the water in the ditch and hitting a culvert pipe that goes from one side of the road to the other side of the road. when it comes to culvert pipes and people's driveways, it is the homeowner's responsibility to keep that clear and keep the water flowing where it's designated to go. Highly important.
We're talking about roads on this weekend's Motherload Views. You know, a question, too, that comes up once in a while, you know, when it comes to potholes, you know, are there certain type of things that are used to fill potholes as opposed to others? Mike Cognetti again.
Yes, we are. We do use cutback quite a bit for pothole patching. And cutback, I'm going to focus our crews on using the cutback only in emergency situations where it's readily available at our yards and we could have it to fill a pothole. In the wintertime, we only have access to cutback asphalt for pothole patching. Now, spring and summer, we have the hot asphalt plants that are open and we can get hot asphalt to fill potholes. And now we are implementing more now than in the past. Using hot asphalt pothole patching. And unfortunately, a pothole, it could be a whole intersection. So we're using a better product that should last longer and prevent us from having to keep going back filling the same pothole.
And our focus, too, is that area that is disturbed, you know, there's something going on and we want to correct it. So you will probably see a lot more digouts by our road crews, expanding that area, coming back with that hot mix, and making that pavement more homogeneous.
So during the winter months, the cold patch is more of a temporary type fill?
Yes, and in the past, we've used that as a more of a permanent fill, and 50 to 60% of the time, it doesn't last. So mm-hmm. We're trying to correct that.
Need to take one more break. We're talking roads in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherload Views, joined in studio by Mike Cognetti, the road superintendent, Tanya Sanguinetti, engineering manager, and Kim McFarland, who is the assistant director of public works. I'm BJ Hansen, your host.
A programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll hear about a transition underway with the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, as the organization that promotes business in Tuolumne County recently hired a new executive director. Candace Kendall will be joining us in studio. That's next week on Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment, focused on roads, is coming up in just a minute.